Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Lost in the Static. Wow. Hi, we're loud, and I apologize.
I've got new stuff
to play with.
And by the way, you're back.
I am back.
Because we had the one episode last week was the cutting room floor demo where you were not there because of the holidays. See, what you guys don't realize is Scott and I have not recorded for about a month.
Right.
Because of all the nonsense of Christmas and just getting together and
all
blah,
the
blah,
stupid,
blah.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we've been together in a month. So it's a little awkward.
It's a tad bit awkward. I've got a brand new battle station / recording machine. So that's why I'm fiddling with knobs and you're hearing our levels go up and down and all over the place. I apologize. I'm working on
fiddling with knobs. Better not
working
be
that
an
out.
Euphemism.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, speaking of euphemisms, do you want to do the Adam and Eve promo?
Sure.
It's been a while for
Adam
you.
And Eve promo. What you do is you go to adamandeve.com. When you've picked out whatever you want, be it lingerie or whatever, you know, they've got toys and DVDs and all kinds of stuff. So you pick out what you want. At the very end, when it asks for the promo code, you put in the code STATIC, STATIC.
You got it this week.
That's right. I can spell again. It's what I get for taking a month off. I can relax a little bit. But once you put in that promo code of STATIC, you get 50% off of one item. You get free shipping in the U.S., 3 free DVDs, and a mystery gift.
Exactly. And you know what? I think I forgot to do the Adam and Eve promo when I recorded last week's episode. When I did that one solo, I'm like, you know what? I don't remember doing that. I'll have to go back and listen to see if I did.
I'll bet you anything that they will just forgive us for one slip.
Because, yeah, I totally spaced on that, man.
Yep. Also, if you go to 1201beyond.com, shut off your ad blocker. We've got Amazon links that you can go through. If you're going to do your shopping, you can. It doesn't get you a deal or anything, but you at least get a chance to help us out.
And there's some recommendations of, you know, things we think you guys might enjoy.
Yeah.
There's that, too. So 1201beyond.com, Amazon links. Would you quit fiddling with stuff?
No, I'm not going to quit fiddling with stuff. That's kind of you're really quiet for some reason.
Which is weird for me, right?
Yes.
Well, tonight's episode, to ease you back into things, it's going to be somewhat of a time waster. Kind of like, okay, you know what one of our most popular episodes is?
What?
The goddamn cereals episode. The episode where we talk about breakfast cereal. What I consider to be our most pointless, wasted episode is the most downloaded one. I don't get the logic of that, Scott.
I don't either, but hey, that's just the way it goes.
People don't want to hear us, you know, giving a dissertation on the history of computers or anything. They're like, talk about what Frosted Flakes used to be like.
Yeah, and, well, that works.
I know, yes. It's strange. So this is going to be another one of those kind of things.
Yeah, and you found some fun stuff online. We found honest corporate slogans.
And you know what? Most of them are pretty dead on, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of scary how close they get. But
because, I mean, you know, America Online, need a CD Frisbee? That's what it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
You just told me before the show, I didn't know they were still sending out installation CDs.
They're still passing them out like you wouldn't believe. Now, they don't have the 400 free hours or whatever it was on there.
Because, yeah, that's not really a selling point anymore, is it?
No, not really.
But honestly, I'm kind of still surprised AOL is around.
I'm not. I mean, they got bought up by Time Warner, so they did have some money behind them, and I think they have since sold them off. But
wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. Time Warner was that. What Time Warner's grand plan originally was they were going to incorporate AOL into their television cable service. So you would get your online service via Time Warner Cable through AOL, and you'd be able to control your TVs and stuff on the internet, and control your recording and everything like that.
And then found out AOL sucks and everyone hates it.
Well, no, then everybody else does it, because we have AT&T UVerse, and I can do that. I can log in anywhere and you know, record stuff on my DVR or watch on my iPad if I want, or computer if I'm out on the road. And it's just, it stopped being a selling point. And it, at the time that Time Warner bought AOL, it ended up being too difficult.
Well, there's also the fact that, I mean, AOL is just such a relic of the 90s, isn't it? I mean, I remember I was contacting some comic book celebrity for an interview, and when his email address was AOL.com, I was like, really?
Well, that's what it's become these days. I mean, it's like Yahoo. Everybody that I know, even if you use Gmail or, you know, my mom still uses AOL email, and Yahoo's the same way. Everybody has a Yahoo address, or everybody of our generation has a Yahoo address because
that we forgot about.
Yeah, that we forgot about, but it's still out there. And
I haven't logged into it in 9 years, and I don't have any clue to password anymore.
You know, but it's still out there, and it's not a bad service. AOL is not nearly the walled garden that it used to be in the 90s. Because if you remember when it first started up, you kind of had your little AOL walled garden, and then you had some safe internet that you could go out to. And really, if you wanted to...
It was the gated community of the internet.
Yeah, if you wanted to explore the entire internet... Well, that's the weird thing. The gate both locked people in and locked people out. So if you wanted to go outside of AOL to go... Yeah.
Could you get porno? Because that, you know, that's what, even in the 90s, that's what people went on the internet for. Naked girls.
Not through AOL directly.
See, that's probably why they failed.
Yeah, well,
because you can't get porno. Well, the internet is for porn. I'm sorry.
You technically can't get porno in the Apple iTunes store, and it's still going pretty good. But that's neither here nor there. Let's see here. Other slogans that we've got.
Applebee's, when you're too lazy to prepare your own food.
And I worked at Applebee's, and that's actually sadly true. All the food comes in pre-prepared, and you throw it, you know,
on basically the grill. Yeah. I mean, you cook it, but you don't really prepare it.
Right.
And I don't know. Applebee's always, the one we had was kind of the not highest crust of the area congregated there.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, there are some Applebee's where you'll have people from corporations coming into the bar and kind of using it as a congregation point, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a little weird, but you'll see salesmen and stuff around the Applebee's.
We had a lot of white trash that, let's go to Applebee's. Yeah. We're celebrating. When Applebee's is where you go as a step up, you are at a weird place in your life, man.
But I will give you Applebee's this. They have some damn good French onion soup.
I've never had their
French onion soup. I love their French onion soup. It's really good.
Okay, but, fair enough.
Yes, let's hear. Ben and Jerry's Eat Away Your Feelings. Yeah.
To me, ice cream's ice cream. I'm not a brand loyalist when it comes to ice cream.
I like Ben and Jerry's. They make pretty good ice cream. Some of their flavors are a little too far out there.
Like Chunky Monkey and stuff?
Well, Chunky Monkey and Cherry Garcia. I'm an ice cream purist. I like my flavors. My favorite flavor is vanilla. And a good complex vanilla, like a French
vanilla.
Well, not even French, but a good high-end vanilla is going to have a lot of complex flavor hidden in that plain ice cream.
Well, but, you know, if Ben and Jerry's was smart, they would make a deal with Larry Cohen and make the stuff ice cream flavor.
This is true. The other problem that I have with Ben and Jerry's is they load theirs up with all kinds of bits and chunks of stuff. And
ice cream tastes weird when it's glopped. It's supposed to be creamy, not chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You're not going to get any fight out of me for that.
Okay. Barnes & Noble, your local library now has a Starbucks.
I've never understood that philosophy for a bookstore. Hey, come in and just read our stuff and put it back on the shelf. Don't buy it. Isn't that kind of counterintuitive to you staying in business?
You'd be amazed at how many people get into a book while they're at Barnes & Noble and decide to buy it and take it home. Now, I'll admit, when it came to research when I was in college and stuff, oh, loved the Barnes & Noble. because they had stuff that my college library either didn't have directly in it or stuff like that. So I would go there and look. Or if you were looking for New Age or occult stuff, they used to have a decent section. Now it's all self-help, New Agey stuff that's annoying. And then that Silver Raven
shit
Wolf.
Shit is always going to be there.
Yeah. And then, you know, well, BP, the infamous just, oops, that stands on its own. Bugles, edible finger swords. Now, for those outside the U.S. that may not have seen bugles,
they look like a little crunchy bugle, but you can fit your fingers into the big end of the hole, so everyone makes little evil witch, wicked witch of the West fingers out of it, and then you eat them off that.
Well, I was going to say they look a lot like those horns of plenty.
I don't know what that is. So.
Thanksgiving with all the vegetables and crap
falling
out of the horn thing.
Yeah.
It's called a horn of plenty.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they are. They're little corn horns of plenty.
I like bugles a lot, but bugles kind of have the same side effect that Captain Crunch does. Tears the roof of your mouth off.
I found another snack food that did that.
Which was?
Well, you remember a while back you mentioned Cheetos on the show.
Probably. I love Cheetos. I'm sure I did at some point. Yes. Yeah.
And I told you that the Cheetos that I had gotten were all those big puffy Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. I hate the big puffy terrible. Ones. Yeah.
The new one, I just for the heck of it, I picked up a bag of the little crunchy ones. Those are really good. But yeah, they tore up the roof of my mouth too. And speaking of wonderful things that mess with your mouth, Campbell's salt is the logo we found.
I don't eat Campbell's soup. I don't know. Whenever I'm going for soup, I go for Progressive or something like that. I don't
Progresso?
Go for Progresso, Progressive, whatever. Progressive is insurance. Sorry. But I do have Progressive for my insurance company, so yeah. But you know, yeah, it's I don't usually use Campbell's for soup.
I like Campbell's tomato, but not You can't have Campbell's tomato plain. You got to add some sriracha or some Tabasco in there, and then throw in some herbs and some cheese, and you end up with something similar to a real suit. Yeah, yeah. That's the comfort for me when it comes to is a nice grilled cheese and some good spicy.
When you're sick,
yeah, good spicy Campbell's tomato soup. It's just comfort food, especially now in the wintertime.
Yeah,
screw you, Southern Hemisphere.
wow, Capri Sun. That was graphic. All right.
Capri Sun, careful not to poke a hole through the back. How many times, especially in like school lunch cafeterias and stuff like that, how many times did you go,
damn it,
and that straw will not go through the little foil target that's there now, and then suddenly it goes through and all the way through. It's a Capri Sun pass-through bullet is what it is.
See, I have a weird theory about Capri Sun, that people don't drink it for the juice.
Okay.
That people drink it for the container. That if they would try something and just sell Capri Sun like in cans, that it wouldn't sell as well. As people want that pouch.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason. That it they're not drinking it. It's almost like a conditioned response. I remember this when I was a kid. So that's the way I want it. That it won't taste the same in a can.
That's very true. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And one of the things that I always thought was hilarious about Capri Sun was, and I never did this myself, but other people in the cafeteria did it all the time. They had a theory that if you squeeze the bottom of the bag, the top will poof up, and then your straw will be able to go straight down into the bag as opposed to toward the back of the bag.
Right.
So they would squeeze down on the bottom, poke the straw in,
and shoot it out. Exactly. Guys, do you not understand how vacuums and pressures work?
One of my favorite slogans on here is from Comcast, speaking of Time Warner and stuff. Comcast, because fuck you.
Okay, I've never had Comcast, but I know people that do. I have never read a good thing about Comcast. Their service seems to be, we're going to give you shit service, but we won the right to be the only one in the area, so where else you gonna go?
My dad has Comcast and hates it. And he wants to go with somebody else, but one, historical home. He lives in a Frank Lloyd Wright house, so you can't put a dish on it. And you can't exactly put a dish on a pole out front. because that would ruin the aesthetic of the historic home. And he wants somebody else to come in desperately. And AT&T UVerse is slowly making their way through that community. But
see, there's also the rights issues that come into stuff like that. Because usually when it comes to a cable service, you can only have one in an area. That's why, like, in Green Bay, you guys have Time Warner in this area for the big one. And we've got, I don't remember what it is in Sturgeon Bay, but it's a different one. And we can't get Time Warner there. A lot of places that they're basically walled off, that they bid for the right to exclusively sell to this area. So if Comcast is in your area, they're almost your only option.
We switched to UVerse, and everybody that I've been talking to and stuff, AT&T is making major inroads because they're like, okay, Time Warner, you can keep all that cable. We'll run our own. And AT&T has the money to do it. And I can tell you that everybody is against that whole, again, we'll call it the walled garden, where you get Time Warner because that's it.
Isn't it essentially a monopoly, though?
It is. It is essentially a monopoly.
Which I thought was illegal.
Their argument against that is people can always switch to Dish or DirecTV or satellite or now AT&T UVerse. And I can tell you that people are. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing.
Exactly.
But the cable companies are the only ones that want to keep that. Nobody else does.
The cable companies are living in a different era, let's be honest.
Yes, yes. They're living back in the 80s. Because you got to admit, that was one of the bad things in the 80s. You got your cable company and that was it.
Yeah, you got a cable company. Yep. A single is not a choice.
Right. So, Dasani. Italian for Coke just sold you water.
This is... I've never understood this. Dasani, per volume, costs more without any of the ingredients that Coke would have for Coke than buying a Coke.
Right.
Yet, if you read the instructions, it's literally just tap water.
Yeah,
it's tap water run through a filter.
St. Louis tap water.
I think this is another one of those conditioned responses. People think it tastes better. Penn and Teller Bullshit did one of those great experiments where...
Yep.
Where they literally just filled all the different water bottles with a hose and people were tasting. Well, this one's less greasy. This one has got a more bold flavor. And then they showed them the video that they were all filled with the same garden hose.
Yep.
So that is, people have that water thing in their head. It's the same water.
I can tell you that tap water from state to state is different.
Well, yeah, because you're coming from different sources.
Right, like the tap water up here in Green Bay, I can't stand. St. Louis tap water is really, really good. I don't know what their water company does differently, but it's really, really good. Best water in the nation, Maine. Well, anywhere in Maine.
But yeah, you're exactly right. But because it's coming from a different source... But essentially, water is going to taste all the same. Doesn't matter if it's Dasani or Ice Mountain or whatever. It's essentially the same thing. It's just in your head that it tastes different.
Yep. And that's what they're betting on. That's why it costs so much. It's because people are willing to pay.
People are stupid.
Yes. And that's the basis of capitalism.
Unfortunately.
Speaking of stupid and annoying things, Delta. Don't expect luggage to arrive. Damn true. I have flown Delta a lot, and Delta and United, and I hate them both. And you want to talk about companies that are starting to have a monopoly. You know, I remember back in the glory days of flying.
Pan Am?
The 70s and 80s for me, which was, we'll call it the silver age of flying. Because the golden age was when it first started, and you had to be... fuck off rich to fly. But then 70s and 80s people started being able to afford it, and airlines competed with one another. They had lower fares. They didn't do this luggage
better customer
shit.
Service.
They had much better customer service. I mean, Pan Am had that glorious reputation, and it was well deserved of being the best in the nation. And then, of course, you had things, smaller airlines like Piedmont Airways and Ozark Airways and Eastern and Southwest was just in the Southwest. And, you know, even recently, Midwest Airways, their claim to fame was instead of cookies or instead of peanuts, you got warm, soft chocolate chip cookies on your flight. And it was, you did. And it was great.
I remember there was one in the mid to late 90s where the big selling point was every seat had its own personal little TV with like DirecTV or something. So you could watch something. Blue something.
JetBlue?
JetBlue, yeah. Yeah, I remember those commercials where it was like, you know, everyone got their own headphones and a little TV to watch. You don't got to read the stupid magazines.
JetBlue, though, along with some of the others that have popped up, and they're especially popular in the UK and around Europe, as opposed to, they're not as popular here in the States, but they're the budget airlines where, yeah, you get your ticket from Milwaukee to Florida for $39, but if you want to bring a luggage and check it, that's $100. And if you want peanuts, that's $3.50. And if you want a drink of water, well, that's $5. And if you want this, you know, if you want a seat that actually reclines, well, that's $23. You know, and they'll nickel and dime you. So if you want, you the can amenities. Fly. Yeah, you can fly for $39 from Milwaukee to Florida, but you better have, you're not bringing anything with you. You weigh under a certain amount of
weight. Yeah, as we know from the Kevin Smith debacle, that if you're a biggins, you're buying two seats. And it wasn't Kevin Smith, but there was a stand-up comic that was really big that said because they didn't have two seats together, he had to buy two seats that were on opposite aisles. Yeah. And he's like, how in the fuck are you going to justify this to me?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, stupid motherfuckers.
But yes, Denny's restaurant. Because we're always open when you're drunk.
Denny's is where you go when you can't afford Applebee's as a celebration.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't really fault Denny's. They have a decent breakfast. And
their food's not bad. To me, it's a little expensive for what you get.
Yeah. I mean,
in the 90s, it was all right, but for whatever reason, they keep raising their prices exponentially while shrinking the serving size.
Yes.
So I'm like, no, I'm not going to you anymore.
But Denny's, speaking of in the 90s, that was one of the places where my college, my whole freaking college, it seemed, went out to the Denny's in Evansville to study late night. And you'd walk in and there'd be a crapload of UE people there studying and working and
when we worked working at, together on projects. When we worked at that TV, at the TV station together every Christmas, they'd take the crew that worked on Christmas Eve out to Denny's that night, remember?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, they were spending on us, Scott.
Yeah, woo, yay for them. Between that and the heavenly ham sandwiches that were there for most meetings, not all of them. They're toward the end. They really stopped feeding us and everything.
Oh, well, then that must have changed after you left because they always ordered Papa John's or glass nickel pizza for
us.
Meetings for us. Yeah,
we always got Heavenly Hammer Subway.
Yeah.
So Facebook, we know more about you than the FBI, and you people are always giving it up. You're
putting
right
it out
because
there.
Because you're putting it in there.
Well, at least the FBI has to try and take it from you.
Yep.
That's something.
Yep. Now this next one is close to my heart. FedEx. It's probably broken.
And after the video that's just come out recently of that FedEx employee, fuck it, throw it right on the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a reason that it's probably broken.
And FedEx and UPS, I remember they used to deliver and ring the doorbell and wait.
You used to also have to sign for it too, right. Not just leave it on your fucking porch. Right.
But that's the thing. I've seen it way too often. Where we order something through FedEx or UPS and they just come up, drop it on the porch, don't ring the bell or anything, just drop it on the porch and leave. And I find it annoying as hell. And now UPS, believe it or not, is subcontracting to the United States Postal Service. So if you ship something UPS,
it's still coming through the USPS.
90% of the time, it's coming through the U.S. Postal Service now.
Well, see, to me, the most annoying part of FedEx UPS is weather conditions. hey, we've got this box which absorbs water. It's raining out. Let's just leave it on the porch to soak up everything.
Exactly.
And now, if you're buying something new, it's probably got that cellophane around the actual product.
But if somebody's,
you're buying something off eBay or like a comic book or something, that FedEx just wrecked whatever you bought.
Yep. And here's the trick. And this is one of the things that I hate. When it comes to UPS or FedEx, if you want to report something damaged, you have to report it with the driver when you get it.
But you don't know it's there until hours later. You go take the dog out. Oh, hey, there's a package.
Exactly.
I remember once I tripped on a box because no one rung the doorbell. I go to take the dogs out. There's a box right in front of the door. I open it. I walk out and trip. And I'm like, the fuck? This wasn't here 2 hours ago?
Yep. And I know that there are people working on a class action because of stuff like that, and I'm gonna jump on
that.
It's
like sons of bitches. It pisses me off.
Geek Squad, which is the repair service at Best Buy, for those unfamiliar with it, a repair service at a big box retailer.
Pretty
here.
Much for those who don't know how to use Google,
right? And Geek Squad, let us Google that for you.
That's what they do.
They do every time, and it's just like,
do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Google. Google, just try using another search engine.
Who doesn't use Google? I mean, seriously, who the fuck goes, hey, I'm going to use the Yahoo search engine because that will get me better results.
And Yahoo, by the way, gets their search results from Google.
Well, and then you've got Bing, which is the ghetto of search engines.
Bing, actually.
I hate Bing. I despise Bing.
I'm going to give Bing props where it matters. When it comes to finding pictures and videos, I have better luck with Bing than I do with Google.
I fucking despise Bing. I hate that service.
Okay. Häagen-Dazs, the ultra-fattening ice cream that's out there. Hike up those sweatpants and go buy more.
Again, I'm not an ice cream. Ice cream's ice cream to me. I'm not a brand loyalist.
Again, back in college, house of 10 roommates, I had enough female roommates to tell you, you knew when one of them broke up with somebody or when one of them was going through troubles because you came home and they were all eating Häagen-Dazs.
All right.
Yep. Okay. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can hide. Have you ever...
I've been to Home Depot like 3 times in my life. So one you'll have to... I get it, but you'll have to explain your... Yeah.
Home Depot is worse than Walmart when it comes to finding help. And I'll admit, I know the basics pretty well. I can replace shower heads. I can do some minor plumbing. I can do a pretty good chunk of electrical work and stuff. But when it comes to like building a deck or something like that,
replacing the door or something like that. That was one of the things I had to do. The door actually fell off the hinges, so we had to get a new door. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It sounds easy.
Yeah.
Try actually getting that door to line up with the hinge. No, it's harder than it sounds.
Yeah, and so I go to places like Menards or Home Depot or any of the hardware stores, and I ask for help. Home Depot, it's impossible to find anybody. I don't think anyone works there anymore at all.
Is it because they're understaffed or the employees are just, fuck you?
No, I think they are honestly understaffed. I can never find people. And when I worked for RGIS and we did inventory for them, you would call for what's called a SKU check. In other words, this thing that you're trying to count isn't registering on your hardware or there's some information missing or something.
The SKU.
Yeah, and nobody was there to help us at all. You just kind of put in made up stuff.
Hey, fair enough. If they're not going to help, then why should you?
Now, Hot Pockets.
I don't eat Hot Pockets.
You don't eat Hot Pockets. I have. Every bite
My
is
son
a different
does
temperature.
Too.
Every bite is a different temperature, is the slogan we have for them, and that's true. I don't know what it is about Hot Pockets, but there are places inside a Hot Pocket that are thermally protected from the world.
But it's all microwave food, isn't it?
Yep, and you can microwave it for 20 minutes, and they're still going to have that frozen core in the center.
Oh, all right. Fine, fair enough.
Yes, and then we have Internet Explorer, your number one browser for downloading other browsers.
The only reason I ever use Internet Explorer anymore is if Firefox starts giving me the finger. Because there's sometimes, like, if you're watching a blip video, It will not load on Firefox for whatever. And it's not ad blocking software or anything. Just every other video loads, but this one just will not stop cycling. I open Internet Explorer, opens like that. And it's like, okay, for whatever reason, Firefox just gave me the finger.
Standards.
You know?
It has to do with web coding standards. And to be honest, IE is getting better. I mean, IE9 is leaps and bounds above 8, which is leaps and bounds above 5, which is leaps and bounds above 3. You know, they're getting better, but they still suck. Jiffy Lube, we'll screw you in a jiffy and we won't use lube. I don't think I've ever been to a Jiffy Lube. I haven't either. Although I know that there are plenty of car mechanics out there that I do not trust.
Oh no, I trust me, no fight on that. Yeah, none at all.
And Keystone Light, stay sober during beer pong.
Not a drinker, so fine. Whatever.
It's true. It's like a step up from O'Doul's, and O'Doul's is classified as non-alcoholic beer. Keystone Light is your next step up.
I remember once when I worked at a grocery store. As the employee, I had to go and get a keg of O'Doul's for somebody that was having a party. And I'm just like,
sad.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, you know what? Even as a non-drinker and even as a teenager who couldn't legally drink anyway, I'm like, really? O'Doul's? A keg? And I was surprised, in all honesty. We had kegs of O'Doul's. I didn't know they made those, Scott.
Kmart, we still exist.
I've been to a Kmart lately. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because, Scott, you want to talk about Home Depot? There's no one in there. And I mean, my wife and I go there. We're like, are they open? There's no cars in the park. I mean, maybe two or three because I'm employees. We go in. There's no music playing or anything. Yeah. And it's like, well, there's the posted hours are still open for like two or three more hours. Every now and then we'd see an employee skitter. But, you know, it was almost like something out of a horror movie where, you know, just in the shadows, the monster will behind you. That's what the employees were like. It was like, they're still here, man.
Yep. So Kmart, and speaking of Kmart, when we, again, when I worked at RGIS, we counted all the Kmarts. And
I bet the inventory didn't change all that drastically, huh?
Not much, at least as far as dollars go. But when the one thing that surprises me about Kmart is in the smaller communities that we traveled to, Kmart's doing just fine. The one here in Green Bay, Ghostland.
Well, yeah, that's the one we went to where we're like, are they even open?
Yeah, and I hated the one here in Green Bay. They're dirty. It's not a clean store. It's infested with vermin because we would always find mice and whatever, you know, mice and bugs and all kinds of stuff, which you're going to have in a store that big, but it seems to be really bad. And the manager doesn't care because as soon as its lease runs out, I'm pretty sure that Kmart is moving into Sears. We had a Sears logo of Sears step into 1992. Yes.
Is it necessarily bad though?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm amazed that Sears is still around. They own Kmart. And you're going to see that in the larger communities. The Kmarts are going to start closing down, and the inventory and the sales and stuff are going into Sears. Great, we're going to take two failing stores and combine them into one to fail again. I have no idea why Sears, and it's a shame because you talk about Sears and Roebuck, and even going back to the 1800s in the U.S., the Sears catalog, you could get anything you wanted.
Oh, yes.
Clear up until the 1980s, 1990s in some cases. And I don't know about you, but I loved Christmas when that big, thick Sears catalog would come.
I didn't give a shit about 99% of that. There was that 8 pages of the of toys for boys.
Exactly.
All the G.I. Joes and Transformers. That was the only fucking thing I cared about from the Sears catalog.
Exactly. And none of that is sold in Sears anymore. And they don't have catalogs anymore at all. It's all online and it's bleh.
Did you ever hear the stories about how people would actually stock a Sears catalog in outhouses and in lower end communities?
To use as toilet paper?
Yes, toilet paper. Yeah. Because it was free, it was thick, and it was high quality paper. Yeah, you might get some ink in your butthole, but you know what? Hey, that's worth it, right?
And clean it off later. And the truth is, when it comes to Sears, you could buy houses. Have you ever heard of a Sears house?
Uh-uh.
There's still a few around, but up through the early 70s, you could actually order an entire house. And it was some of the early prefab stuff. And they would come and assemble your house for you on your lot. And in fact, I can tell you, in Muncie, I think there's still three or four Sears houses standing. But they were they were good houses. But yeah, you could order a house.
All right, fair enough. So
this is one that you didn't have to deal with much, but Lego, the bane of your foot's existence.
My son never, I mean, he had Legos, but he was never really big into them. I was big into Legos, my brother was, so I grew up with them. So I'm sure my dad, you know, dealt with this, but I never had to. My son was pretty good about he didn't deal with Legos. Now, I did get, you know, Transformer parts in my foot and G.I. Joe weapons in my foot. So I guess it's technically the same
thing. Legos are worse, trust me. I've dealt with it, and my dad dealt with it, and they are horrible. If you ever...
Well, maybe have kids that pick their fucking shit up, then.
Meh. If you ever, and this is a good bit of advice, if you're leaving town and you want to set up a nice little burglar alarm / trap, whatever, in your home, just take Legos and spew them all over your floor. Every robber is going to come in, put their feet, and it doesn't matter if you're wearing shoes. It really doesn't. It's going to poke up in your...
I was
going to
say, do a lot of burglars burglarize barefoot?
No, but it doesn't matter. And that's the thing. You step on them. Man, does it hurt.
All right.
So this is a social network that I don't think is ever taken off the way they wanted it to. But LinkedIn. Connect with people for no reason at all.
I found precisely two people I was looking for on LinkedIn. That's it.
I found a crap load of people that I love on, or, you know, that
I
care about.
No, I mean, I was,
on,
you know,
LinkedIn.
People that I couldn't find on Facebook or anything. You know, celebrities I was trying to interview, but I did find them on LinkedIn. So I found precisely two.
But that's the thing. I found tons of people I know and stuff on LinkedIn, and I'm connected with them, and they've endorsed me on my skills, and it's done nothing.
No.
Because
LinkedIn doesn't mean anything.
Where LinkedIn fails was there are too many companies that don't pay attention to it. Companies are like, I have an entire human resources department. I'm going to look through resumes. I'm going to look through college recruiting and stuff like that. Why should I bother with LinkedIn? And LinkedIn has always responded with, I don't know. So
just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
And of course we have McDiabetes or also McDonald's because you only have $4.
McDonald's is not food. I've said it before, McDonald's is a food-like substance.
This is true. And when you mentioned that, and I wanted to have some facts to back me up and stuff, I did look up the ingredients and the nutritional breakdown of their burgers and stuff. I am amazed at the amount of sugar that they add to hamburger. Sugar in hamburger. Why?
They add sugar to salads.
I know.
Their salads have sugar in it, Scott.
I know.
It's like some cane, you know, some sugar cane conspiracy that, like, they've got something over on McDonald's, or, you know, they accidentally bought, you know, 90 tons of it and they got to use it or something.
See, and I love sweet tea. I really do. I
know.
Love...
I've been out to dinner with you. You just pour that shit in.
Yeah, I love sweet tea. McDonald's sweet tea, you can't taste the tea. It's just sugar water.
Have you ever had to take one of those diabetes tests at the hospital where they give you the orange drink?
Yes.
That I've eaten a bowl of sugar once.
Yes.
And I think that had less sugar in it than that sugar orange drink I had to take for the diabetes test.
Yes.
Good. I mean, that was liquid sugar I was drinking that just tasted orange.
Yes. That's precisely what it is. And then we have MTV, reality television. True. We've done an entire episode on that one. Let's see here. The National Baseball League, because football isn't on for a few more months. Or if you're in Indiana, because basketball is not around yet.
Because, who really goes, I am a huge baseball fan? I mean, even in our area, it's the Milwaukee Brewers. And no one gives a shit. Everyone's Packers, Packers. How often do you hear Brewers, Brewers?
Go down to Milwaukee and you'll hear it.
Really?
In Milwaukee, there are some huge. And I've got a friend that lives in Neenah that is a huge, huge Brewers fan and a big baseball fan. If you go down around St. Louis, Cincinnati, kind of that not quite the South area, you're going to come across a lot of baseball fans. Now, most of the baseball fans that I know were fans right up until the baseball strike.
The one in the late 80s, early 90s?
Somewhere in there. Mid to late 90s is when it happened. And yeah, after that, they lost a lot of fans. And I don't think Major League Baseball has ever recovered.
And, you know, it was summed up perfectly in a Simpsons episode. The episode where Homer had to go a month without drinking. I never realized just how fucking boring this game is.
It really is. It is. I realize it's our national pastime, but it's one of the most boring games ever.
You want to know what's even more boring than watching it? Having to listen for your station ID when your radio station that you work at is running it. Because they don't have set times, so you have to just keep listening, and now we're going to take a 10 seconds for station identification.
Yep.
So you don't care in the least, and all you're sitting is waiting for that quick little dump so you can, you know, and you're listening to WDOR, Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, 93.5.
Yep.
And then back to the game.
When I worked at the AM station it was AM. When I worked for Cumulus Broadcasting in Evansville. I would go and I would track my stuff for the FM side, get that all in and get it all ready. And then what they actually paid you for was you would go over to the AM side during a baseball game or something and, yeah, sit at the control desk and wait until, you know, you could click that little button to play your station ID and your promos and stuff. And I fell asleep. More than once.
I usually was reading a magazine, but you got to divert your attention because you got to half listen to the game and half try to read the article you're trying to read. So it sucks. That was one of the worst parts of being a DJ was the fucking baseball games.
Yep. Then we have Monsanto. We're not as bad as Hitler, but we're doing our best.
One of the most evil corporations to ever exist, honestly.
I am going to refrain from comment. Nature Valley granola bars. Crumbs everywhere.
I haven't had one of those since I was a kid, man.
I love them. I will admit I forget what flavor they are, but they come in the green packets.
Yeah.
I love Nature Valley granola bars, but yeah, you almost have to eat them in the bathtub.
Or you just hold your shirt out to collect all the crumbs.
Exactly. Netflix, spend 99% of your time searching for a movie.
Don't have Netflix. So,
yes. Okay. Yeah, that's very true. You spend most of your time searching, and then you find one, and you're like, oh, that's neat, but I don't really feel like watching a movie anymore. I'll add it to my queue. And then you end up with a 300-movie queue, like me. Norton by Symantec. Norton Antivirus, the antivirus virus.
Fucking hate Norton. Norton is shit.
When Norton first started up and when Norton was still in control by Mr. Norton, it was decent.
I've heard that's what McAfee used to be as well.
McAfee was the same way. When John McAfee was in charge, it was a decent antivirus company. Not anymore. Neither one of them. And even Avast, which is what I use, I have to shut off a lot of the stuff because it thinks that Pod Producer is a virus. It will shut down Firefox randomly.
See, for the heck of it. I haven't had a whole lot of problems with Avast. Avast has worked pretty good for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to search for something else. But right. Okay, Cupid, whatever doesn't kill you makes you breakfast.
I'm assuming that's like a one-night stand kind of
thing. It is. Okay, Cupid is the one-night stand company.
Okay.
And they're a dating service like lots of other online dating services, but to tell you the truth, the freaky, scary people still use Craigslist a little bit. The people who want to get married the people that want to get married use Match.com. Then you have Christian Mingle and eHarmony.com for the straight religious nuts. Then you have OkCupid, which is it's basically, hey, we want to hook up. We may not necessarily get married, but Let's get together.
Let's have some fun.
Exactly. Olive Garden, the Italian version of Denny's, sums it up perfectly.
Been there once, and it was the 90s.
Yeah, and it's not bad food.
It wasn't great food, though.
It's not good food.
It's food.
It's Italian in quotes.
I think what you mean is it's about as Italian of Italian food as Taco Bell is Mexican food.
Yes, yes. And also, I'd never understood Olive Garden, but it was the one place I ever got carbonara without bacon.
I don't know what carbonara is.
Carbonara is, it's the main ingredient is bacon. It's meat, oh, okay. It's meat and sauce with bacon.
Okay.
That's the whole point of carbonara. And I got carbonara and it had no bacon in it.
You had a Muslim chef that day.
Something. I don't know. Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay?
You and I were fighting about this before the show.
Because Coke is better.
I prefer Pepsi.
Coke is better.
I prefer Pepsi, but you know I really prefer Dr. Pepper.
You can prefer Pepsi and Dr. Pepper all you want. Coke is better.
Me.
It's just the way it is. Pizza Hut. We have a salad bar for some reason.
That actually, I don't find all that weird, because a salad before the pizza comes actually really does work together.
I was going
to
say,
that one doesn't seem as weird as it should.
Yeah, I've been to Pizza Hut, and they do have a salad bar.
And it's not a bad salad bar either.
It's not too bad. It's definitely, it's the same salad bar that they had in the 80s. Same ingredients, yeah. And nothing's changed.
The same products.
And they work. And then we have Q-tips. You use them in your ears, even though we say not to.
Yeah, specifically says not to do that on the packaging.
Right.
But other than maybe putting alcohol or peroxide on a wound, what else do you use Q-tips for but to clean your fucking ears?
To clean your ears or to clean electronic parts like VCRs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll soak them in alcohol first, and any more I've switched to the spongy ones so that they don't get cotton in there. But
if you were the smart kid in the 80s, you didn't blow in your Nintendo cartridge. Alcohol swab.
Yeah.
That's what cleaned the heads on those.
Oh, yeah,
or blowing, the connects on those.
Nintendo is not like a man. Blowing does nothing. Hidden Valley Ranch, we make vegetables bad for you.
Yeah, because, hey, I'm going to get this salad. It's healthy. Well, when you put on all the dressing, it's actually fattier than the fucking hamburger you're avoiding.
And I hate to say it, but being in the southern U.S., There's a, I forget what the, I think it was the Jeff Foxworthy show or something. He did a skit where he had to wash his car. So he covered it in ranch and all the rednecks came running to lick the ranch off the car and cleaned the car that way. That's not that far from the truth.
It's not funny though.
No, it's not funny, but yeah, I don't know what it is about the South, but they put ranch on everything. Now I do like ranch on baked potatoes.
Okay.
But there we go. Let's see here. Red Bull, when you run out of Adderall.
I don't do the energy drink thing. My son does. Friends of mine do. But I don't do the energy drink thing.
I can't stand Red Bull. I don't know what its flavor is, but I've tried two or three varieties of the stuff, and I hate it. I don't know how people drink it with vodka. And yeah, you want to talk about messing with your body. Red Bull vodka is a common club drink, and that's alcohol, which is the depressant, and then Red Bull, which keeps you up. So you get drunk and you don't quite realize it.
That's a dangerous combination.
And then it slams you all at once when the Red Bull gets processed through.
There was a story about a hitman that got caught in the 80s. I don't mean a made up story. I mean, you know, I saw it on
news story.
Yeah. And he said what he would always do was he would take uppers and downers at the same time, and if you did it right, it would keep you calm but completely pumped up. And that's the best way to kill somebody, is it would, you know, you'd be calm and completely aware and completely pumped up and ready to go, but you have to self-medicate perfectly in the dosage.
Yep,
just reminded me of that.
Definitely Toyota moving forward and forward and forward. And or the other one was Toyota moving forward, whether you want to or not. Yeah, unintentionally.
Pretty much.
Yeah, just to call back to the slight problem they had with the brakes on the Prius.
Lawsuits.
Which was funny, because the fix on that was a software update. My dad has a Prius. He got sent a USB from Toyota that said, here, plug this into your navigational system. And so he plugged it in and he started up the car. And he goes, and it's the only time in my life that my car has ever rebooted. Because that's what it did. It rewrote software, and that's what gave him his brakes back.
Ah, cars. I know. But when you have to have antivirus software to work on a car.
Which somebody does now. I forget who. But there is one of the, it might be McAfee, but one of the antivirus companies have not just mobile antivirus, which you think of for phones and stuff like that, but they have auto antivirus that they sell now.
Ridiculous.
Time Warner Cable, how can we destroy your life today?
You have Time Warner, or had?
No,
time,
I had. I've made the switch to U-verse.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Period, end of story. Horrible customer service. Selection of packages is pretty much awful. Prices are through the roof. I can't recommend them at all.
Okay, fair enough. I've never had them, so fair enough.
Waffle House, it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk. Yep.
Never been to a Waffle House.
Oh, they're good.
I like waffles.
Classic Southern greasy spoon.
I like waffles. I just never been to one. Yeah, I don't even know. Do we even have something like that in this area?
Not up here. You have to go south.
Okay.
I think there may be a Waffle House in Milwaukee or Madison, somewhere down there.
Okay.
But they get more common as you move south. And then the even better place, as you move further south, you come across these big restaurants that have very similar typeface that are waffle steak. I think it's waffle and steak, but all you see is waffle steak. But those are some good classic greasy spoons.
Okay.
Let's see here. Crest 3D White. Teeth so white they can't dance.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. It just wasn't really all that funny, but...
No. Xbox Live. Find out who your mother's been sleeping with.
Again,
just... I don't play online, and I will never pay for Xbox Live ever again.
Nope. Not happening.
I will probably... I'm probably not going to get an Xbox One.
I never will.
Yeah, I'm making the switch to PS4. Screw this.
Everybody is. The sales are indicating such.
Yep. And instead of YouTube, cat videos. Fitting.
Yeah, it is, because, yeah.
That's mainly what's on there.
Well, especially with the new content ID nonsense that's been killing everything, even remotely interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
All because YouTube is so afraid of getting on the bad side of Fox and Paramount and Universal.
And EA.
Well, and it's also being used, the most egregious one just happened recently, where it's being used to silence criticism.
Yep.
That if you review a game, it's been usually done for games, negative reviews are copyright infringement, positive reviews are not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, no, we're using this to silence negative criticism. We get rid of things we don't like.
Do you ever watch The Cynical Brit?
No, never heard of it.
Look him up. He on YouTube. The Cynical Brit went through it with one particular game that is a truly awful, awful, awful game. And his review got taken down via copyright, but yeah, positive reviews, the few that were out there, stayed up. And basically, The Cynical Brit in that case won. And that's the nice thing, is it takes a long time, but the right side is winning, and I think YouTube/Google are starting to get the right idea.
I don't. I think it's going to keep getting worse. We don't have time to go into it, but I think it's going to keep getting worse. I'm thinking of the, I think his name was Total Biscuit incident.
Yeah, that's The Cynical Brit.
Oh, that's him? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like he even had the emails from the CEO saying, yes, we'd love you to review the game.
Yep.
And then when they find out, well, you don't like it? Well, then gone!
Yeah.
That's not what this is for. Copyright bots are not used to silence criticism. They shouldn't be anyway.
So there's our BS episode, and we'll nail this down and get back on swing. So thanks a bunch for joining us this week. We will see you guys next week.
Hey.
Lost in the Static is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.